and a very warm welcome to all our listeners. This is one in a series of podcasts entitled Making Sense of SenseMaker. SenseMaker is a unique, visual and versatile approach for listening to and understanding the views of individuals that CRS is seeking to support. SenseMaker is a particularly valuable addition to our Monitoring, Evaluation, Accountability and Learning, or MEAL, toolkit. It helps us to understand the complexity of our work, that is, in settings where adaptive management is needed to achieve project objectives, given the inevitable uncertainty of participants' reactions to project interventions and changes in context. SenseMaker enriches our use of monitoring and evaluation processes for learning and accountability purposes. And I'd like to mention too that CRS has been a major contributor to a guide entitled The Learning Power of Listening, Practical Guidance for Using SenseMaker. These podcasts are brought to you by the CRS MEAL team, ably supported by colleagues in our country programs who have first-hand knowledge of using SenseMaker. We believe a good way to encourage others to consider using SenseMaker in their work is hearing from folk about their real-world personal experiences and reflections. In this podcast, I have the pleasure to be talking with Nicole Cust. Nicole was the former Program Quality Coordinator for the South America Zone, during which time she was involved with the Program to Protect and Integrate Refugees in Ecuador, the subject of today's conversation. She's currently the head of programs in Guatemala. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful and an honor to have you with us for this podcast. So let's jump straight in. First of all, I think it would be great if we could start with some background information. So would you provide us with a little bit of an overview of the project, the purpose of the SenseMaker study, and why SenseMaker was chosen?
Sure. First of all, thanks so much for inviting me to participate in this series. I feel really lucky to be able to share some of our experience using SenseMaker in Ecuador. So we evaluated Bureau of Population, Refugee and Migration funded program that CRS implemented along the northern border of Ecuador and the province around the capital, Quito, for about 9 years. It supported Colombian refugees and later on Venezuelan migrants as well, and vulnerable Ecuadorians, and had four key components: humanitarian assistance, social and economic integration, protection and social cohesion, and institutional capacity. And most of these activities were implemented through our local partner, the Scalabrini Missionaries. We chose SenseMaker for our final evaluation for this project between 2016 and 2017 to evaluate the effectiveness of our programming in refugee support and to identify promising practices, not just in the immediate humanitarian support, but also in the longer term for both refugees and host communities. We felt that the context of this program would really benefit from a methodology that's really designed to capture complexity and that is rooted in giving greater interpretation of the results to the participants themselves. SenseMaker, it allowed us to remain very focused on the people that we were serving and promoting their participation and dignity.
Oh, that's terrific. It's really suitable for programs that involve some complexity where we really can't say what's going to happen in advance. And I like, too, that you also mentioned about participants' involvement, that really you do hear the voices of the people in a way that isn't mediated by sort of expert opinion. Going on, maybe just so that listeners can understand your perspectives a bit more, what was your role in the process of using SenseMaker?
I was involved in the initial design workshops and follow-up workshops with facilitators. And I was involved in later reflections and analysis with stakeholders and participating in a process of analyzing the findings. So my role was more oversight and thinking about the strategic implications of the use.
So that seems to me gives you a pretty good overview of sort of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the process. Let's see if we can drill down a little further. What useful learning and insights did SenseMaker generate?
SenseMaker both confirmed and expanded on what we had assumed about the project and its impact on our participants. We use SenseMaker to kind of track participants' perceptions of their own pathways, assessing specifically their resiliency in the face of trauma and violence. The study helped us observe participants that followed resilient pathways and those that were able to rebound sometimes even better after the shock, and then those that followed vulnerable pathways that either rebounded and were in a worse position or totally collapsed after the shock of their experience. We confirmed that the project participants felt that the basic humanitarian aid that we provided them helped them to cope. This included distribution of food and basic household items and training on nutrition, human rights, psychosocial support. Humanitarian assistance was a key component of the project. But then we also found that supporting project participants to sustainable recovery was not sufficient. In order to achieve the positive changes in all the dimensions of integral human development as CRS sees it, there needed to be sustained support for at least 2 years. So that kind of time frame for the project, I think, was important for us and also important for the donor to understand, because we often see refugee response as an emergency response. So those components, I thought, were really informative for our own thinking around our work in refugee response and also for our donors.
I remember seeing some of the papers around this idea of pathways, and I found it really interesting, and I felt it was very innovative. And I just wanted to sort of ask you a little bit, if you have any reflection, I'll be interested to hear about as a visual tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that CRS staff and our partners found the whole process, both the training and the analysis of the data, all very engaging. It was really thought-provoking, and I think that the whole team felt that it produced a sort of collective reflection that was different than other evaluations that we had conducted with the same partner over the many years of the project. This transference of the power of interpretation from the expert or the evaluator to the person who's telling their story was really powerful for our partner, who was observing this data collection happening in the field, and for the participants themselves. What we saw was that at both the data collection stage and at the analysis stage, the nuances that you could see through the shading of the triad or the slider, and how that opened up the space for differences to be discussed, different interpretations, different reflections on that nuance. You know, sometimes we end up with results that say either we succeeded or we failed. And I think SenseMaker allowed us a little more. It wasn't just a question of, did we meet this indicator or not? It was a question of, what does this mean for our participants?
I'm so pleased you brought that up. You used the word nuanced, and I think that's absolutely it. And also, the reflections reflect the voices of the people who have interpreted their own stories. What's so powerful is that people in Baltimore, who are thousands of miles away from our participants are living, actually could start to hear the voices of those people verbatim. To me, that's just so exciting for CRS. Now, all survey work has challenges in the process of implementing surveys. We know that, of course. But I think it would be helpful for our listeners to get your perspectives on what you see as the main challenges you faced in using SenseMaker.
I think the biggest challenge that we faced was planning for the investment of resources required. And by that, I mean the financial resources, the time, the human resources. As you just mentioned again, our team was unfamiliar with the methodology, and so the learning curve was steep. And to understand this new methodology initially and what it meant in terms of process and also in terms of time commitment from key members of our team, both the CRS team and also our partner team, required a lot of initial discussions with key stakeholders to get buy-in. We had the participation of our program manager from the CRS side, the full program technical team. We had most of this partner staff technical team, the partner staff director participated. It was also a different level of commitment from people who aren't used to necessarily committing that amount of time to one project's evaluation. Mm-hmm. So I think the way we addressed that was really dedicating time at the front end to ensuring buy-in from the program team and support from technical advisors from outside our program team to help us through the process. We had, fortunately, a really committed CRS team and partner team who saw the value in this process. And in the end, they, especially our partner, was very grateful for the opportunity to use this tool and continued to talk about it months later as something that really allowed them to see their work in a new way.
A couple of things you mentioned that I just want to highlight for our listeners, because I think they're particularly interesting. One is, clearly there's a trade-off between what's really good about SenseMaker is this enriched process of reflection. But in order to have that, you need lots of people because you're getting all these different perspectives, which is really enriching. But because of that, it is a big time commitment. And the other thing that really jumped out at me was this notion of getting buy-in. Once you have the buy-in, then I think all those discussions about how much time can be committed, the financial resources, just becomes a more fruitful conversation. Overall, given all your perspectives at different stages in this process, what advice would you share with other teams around the CRS world who are considering the use of SenseMaker? What would you do differently if you were to do it again?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first, and it's directly linked to what I was just saying, is to plan ahead, to recognize that this will take time and that you'll want to dedicate time to it. The second, I think, is to consider your context and what you're attempting to understand. Are you working in a highly complex environment or trying to address a really complex problem? If that is the context of your program, then this is a methodology that you would benefit from to understand the nuance of your data. And related to that, I think, is considering your audience. Who do you want to share the results with and what do they want to know? Obviously, if your audience is interested in a more complex question, you want to consider a tool that allows you to get at that complexity. And the last piece that I would say, and perhaps what I would do differently, is to plan for the full dissemination to communities. I think we often don't take the time for that. And part of the beauty, I think, of SenseMaker and of humanizing our data collection process is precisely the accountability then back to the communities who contributed with their time and their experience to our assessments and our learning. It's something I would do differently if I were to do it again.
Those are some really nice heading statements you've made there. Planning ahead, considering context, considering the audience, planning for dissemination. Thank you very much for that. That's terrific. Well, I'm sorry to say we're coming to our last question, because this has been a really interesting conversation. But in the interest of time, I wonder if I could just gently nudge you by asking, what three words sum up your view of SenseMaker as an addition to our meal toolkit? And if you want to, just say a few words as to why you've chosen those particular words.
Well, maybe I'll stick with two words, and I would choose nuance, which I've mentioned several times already, and empowerment. And I can explain a little bit about why I would choose those two words. I think it's because the final and most important conclusion from the evaluation that we did using SenseMaker was that the method really did matter. We understood that many of the participants that we were speaking to had undergone tremendously traumatic experiences. And in evaluating the program, one thing that we had very present was that we wanted the process, unlike perhaps other data collection methods, to minimize to the extent possible the risk of causing further trauma. And so when the facilitators concluded the survey and they asked respondents exit questions, we found that unlike other data collection methods where you sometimes get feedback that the questions themselves provoked further trauma, the process of responding was enjoyed rather by and appreciated by our respondents. So it helped them to reflect on their lived experience in a totally different way. Some respondents shared that this was the first time they'd ever talked about what had happened to them. And others just shared that they really appreciated the opportunity to be listened to. So SenseMaker allowed the evaluation team to be people-centered, and it promoted this active participation of respondents, helped them feel comfortable. And I think in a human rights context, which is what we were working in, we had to balance the research quality, our evaluation quality, and also respect for human dignity. And SenseMaker really allowed us to achieve both. So I think in that sense, it allowed us to get at the complexity of the situation, the nuance of the situation we were evaluating, but it also helped us to ensure that our method itself empowered or at the very least did not impede on the dignity of the participants that we were working with.
Two very powerful words, nuance and empowerment. And I should just say to you, you'll be interested to hear that Tirouset in Ethiopia, one of her words was empowering. I think that's exactly where CRS wants to go with the way it conducts its work. It really does want to try and, you know, move the needle towards more empowerment, both of our partners and in particular with our participants. So if we have a tool that can in some small way help with that process, I think that's very, very powerful. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real privilege and delight to have this conversation with you and learn about your use of SenseMaker. Thank you so much.
Thank you.